It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. There's a lot of focus on undocumented immigrants in the U.S., but 1.5 million people are in this country legally in a sort of limbo, waiting for citizenship. And they're people with desirable skills who came to the country to work on H-1B visas. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talked with the children of some of these visa holders. Their chances for a top education are in doubt, as is their future. Anisha Amavarati is 13 and studies at Chittick Junior High. Syvicus Nathy is 20 and goes to the University of Illinois and at Chicago. And Shravia Jayam is 17 and goes to Normal Community High School. Charlie Schlenker talks with all three about their future, starting with Shravia.
Me personally, it's education. There's a lot of benefits that I don't get.
Like what?
As to, well, for example, there's a couple of seven-year medical programs that I would like to go to, but I'm not eligible because I don't have a green card. And, I mean, I have the grades and the test scores to go to these colleges, but, you know.
So how will you get into college?
I got into college. I can get into most colleges, but the really good colleges like the Ivy Leagues, if I did want to go there and if I did get accepted, I most likely cannot go because of financial aid. That's another issue because I can't fill out the FAFSA without a Social Security number. So, yeah, and we don't get financial aid without filling out the FAFSA.
Si, you're a little further along in the process. How did you navigate this? You got into a great school. You're studying. You're in your third year. What has been the limiting factor of the green card holdup and the requirement that you take a student foreign visa instead of having a native Social Security number and access to financial aid?
For me, the problem started also when I was going into college for my admissions. So the process for me was all the colleges I got into many out of Illinois colleges, but a lot of them I couldn't go to because they were too expensive and I could not get financial aid also for those. And so I was to choose a college within Illinois because of the money limit. And right now as I'm further along in the college I am at, the main concerning problem for me is that I have to switch to a student visa as soon as I turn 21, which is this coming October. And when I turn 21 this October, I'm going to have to switch to a student visa. And at that point, I would have to pay the international fees that I get instead of the in-state tuition that I pay now. And this will hinder me. Well, this will make it harder for me to continue higher education also, because I can't get student loans either because of this limit.
Even now you can't get student
loans? Even now I can't get student loans.
Will you be able to finish out your education once you turn 21?
I'm hoping so.
It's not a certainty?
I mean, as of now, nothing's certain for me.
Okay. Anisha, when did you come to this country?
I came in 2005 when I was 5 months old.
So you haven't lived any other place for extended periods of time?
No.
Okay. So you're, for all intents and purposes, an American,
yes.
Culturally.
Yeah.
But not by citizenship.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm doing everything else like an American. I go to school with American kids. I do everything else like American kids, but just the fact that I'm not considered American kind of makes me a little sad.
How much has the situation been a limiting factor in what you are choosing to pursue as an education? Si, let's start out with you. What are you studying, and what might you have chosen to study otherwise?
I'm studying computer science right now. I'm a third-year student. What I could have chosen, I do not know yet, but computer science basically has been chosen for me because it is one of the easier ways to gain it is one of the easier ways for me to gain what I want in the future, and like it's just a secure life.
I know that as a kid, I wanted to go into law enforcement, and that's a huge thing because you have to be a U.S. citizen to be a lawyer. You need to be a U.S. citizen to be a police officer or any sort of, you know, law enforcement stuff. And I couldn't go into that because of this huge limitation. My second choice was to, you know, go into medical school. So that's what I'm looking into now.
Can you become a doctor?
Yeah, that's a huge question. Well, we talked to a couple colleges. They accept international students, but there's a couple like Case Western, for example, that doesn't accept international students. And that's a great medical college, and that's something I'm missing out on.
It's hard enough managing the paperwork of ordinary life, let alone huge government bureaucracies. How much of it have you been exposed to? You said your dad has done a lot of it, but surely he's, like any dad, he's preparing you to take it up yourself.
As I have grown older and as of now, you know, I'm doing it with him, and like he's asking me questions and I'm asking him questions, and he's being more, you know, straightforward with me on our situation, and he is preparing me, yes, for in case I need to do this too in the future, and he's showing me all the documentation, giving me everything to do also.
The Trump administration backtracked on the intent to end the policy that allows people who've applied for green cards to stay even if their F-1B visas expire. Do you find that reassuring or not?
I mean, that is reassuring in a way, but it's not secure as it should be.
It's not progress. It's
basically the same thing.
Shravia Jayam is 17 and attends Normal Community High School. Anisha Amavarati is 13, a student at Chittick Junior High, and Sivakas Nathy is 20 and wrapping up at the University of Illinois at Chicago. They all talked with GLT's Charlie Schlenker.